riding on a donkey, and all the people were shouting, "Hosanna, praise God." And here, a week later, they're shouting, they're shouting, "Crucify him, release Barabbas." I can't read that bit without thinking of the life of Brian. No, I won't go into that now. What a change. Palm Sunday to the trial a week later and all these people who've changed. How fickle. When I was 9, we moved down in 1971 from Birmingham to Brighton, to Wooding Dean, Bramleaf Road. And we lived there for many years before I got married. But I was 9, I started at Rudyard Kipling, and there was a guy there, same age as me in my class, who looked out for me. His name was Larry, and he looked out for me. He made sure I was doing the right things. He was a really good friend to me. But I remember a few weeks, or it might have been a few months, Larry had done something and people were a bit annoyed with him, and they were all making fun of him. All our other friends were making fun of him. And I remember joining in with them and making fun of Larry. And I can remember, as I was doing it, thinking, I shouldn't be doing this, should I? But I still did it. And I can remember being a little bit ashamed of myself while I was doing it. And even now, when I think back on it, 54 years later, I think that wasn't a very nice thing to do. Larry had looked out for me, and here I was, just going with everyone else, just going with the crowd. That's what was happening here, really. People went with the crowd. And all these people who had been shouting, "Praise him," possibly not all of them, but most of them, were now shouting, "Crucify him," because they'd been led that way. It's really easy, isn't it, for us to look back on that and think, what on earth did they do that for? But of course, they were living it at the time. We look at the disciples, don't we? And we think, I think Peter gets a bad press sometimes because he was the one who didn't run away. Looks like all the rest ran away. And we think, why did they do that? Jesus had told them he was going to be killed and resurrected. Why did they do that? But of course, they were living it. They didn't have the Bible. They didn't know the end like we do. How does your faith show under pressure? When they were under pressure, the disciples or those who cried Hosanna and praise him, under pressure, they wilted and they gave in and they went with the crowd, like I did against Larry all those years ago. Would you have been in that crowd shouting crucify him? Would you have been? I wonder if I would have been, actually. I do wonder if I would have been. I don't know. And thankfully, I'll never know. I do wonder, though. But in a modern day context, what does that mean in our lives? Are there areas in your life where you compromise because it's easier to? It was easier for me with Larry to make fun of him than to stand up with him. It was easier for a lot of these people to shout crucify him than to stand up for Jesus. It was easier for the disciples to run away than stand there with him. What are the areas in your life where sometimes you compromise? Sometimes your faith doesn't stand up. Does it when you're under pressure? Are you able to stay firm? There are a lot of sad things that happen in the world. Back then, the disciples must have felt awful. These terrible things that were happening appeared to be happening. And they didn't understand. Of course they didn't understand. Of course they didn't. We've prayed this morning for a little boy who's 5 years old and has got cancer. Why? Why does God allow that? That is just awful. Why does God allow things like that? I don't know. And before any of you answer, nor do any of you. Don't know. Why do bad things happen for no reason? Who knows? But good things happen as well. And the story of Easter, and we talked about this a little bit at Dean Wood on Friday, is that good wins over bad. Good wins over bad. And for all the bad things that happen, there are so many good things that happen as well. What was it you said? What was your phrase, Liz?
Love is stronger than death.
Love is stronger than death. That's right. Love is stronger than death. And we need to remember that. And it doesn't make bad things easier. It doesn't make hard times easier to bear. It doesn't mean we will stand up better under pressure. But it's good to remember sometimes that in the bad times, the good times do come as well. And God does work for good in all things, though we might not see it. Through Palm Sunday, through the trial, through the resurrection, God was working. And we can see it now, and we can sit here 2,000 years later and say, isn't it great? If we'd been there then, I don't know that we'd have said that, but that wouldn't have changed. And the great thing is, when Jesus was on the cross, one of the things he said, he went through the seven sayings, remember last year at Good Friday? One of them, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. I always find that really interesting. He didn't say, and I don't know why he didn't say, forgive them if they repent. He didn't say, bring them to repentance. He didn't say, if they say sorry, forgive them. He said, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. I always find that really comforting, because there's things that I do where I just don't know what I'm doing. And sometimes you do them right, sometimes you do them wrong. If I do it wrong, God will forgive me. Jesus will, on my behalf, ask God to forgive me. Jesus wanted even those people who had let him down to be forgiven. That is so encouraging, so relieving, so empowering in many ways. Good always wins over evil. Love always conquers death. Thank you, Lord, for your love for us. Thank you. Help us to stand up when we're under pressure, when we don't understand, when bad things happen, when we're tempted to compromise in our lifestyles. Help us to stand up under pressure to be your witnesses and to stand there for you. And even if that means following at a distance sometimes, like Peter did, help us to at least do that, but even to do more maybe. Amen. We're going to sing two songs.